take a function of x and you call it y. Take any x naught that you care to try. You make a little change and call it delta x. The corresponding change in y is what you find next. And then you take the quotient and now carefully send delta x to zero, and I think you'll see that what the limit gives us if our work all checks is what we call dy dx. It's just dy dx.